Hey, everybody, I'm Lauren Hicks, and this is the 5-Minute Discipleship Podcast. This is episode 260, and I'm so glad that you've decided to join me today. Now, before we get started, let me ask you for a favor. If you listen to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, would you take a minute to leave a rating and a review for the podcast? This small step will only take a couple of minutes, but it really helps a lot. You see, reviews on Apple Podcasts enable more people to be aware that this podcast exists. So I want to thank you in advance so very much. Today on the podcast, we are talking about the truth that God has not forgotten us. One summer, a college student named Johnny was ministering among the poor on a 6-week urban project with InterVarsity Christian Fellowship in Los Angeles. Part of his assignment was to spend time in a convalescent home in the central part of the city. Now, this convalescent home smelled bad, it was understaffed, and was poorly kept. Few of the residents had any visitors at all. And for a new guest like Johnny arriving to serve the residents, it was very awkward. Some of the residents struggled with mental illness, and some were not responsive at all. Others were even hostile. And members of Johnny's team began to struggle in their first few days with why they had been called to serve at a convalescent home. Why are we here? This is depressing. We can't do anything to help the residents. These are the remarks that begin to be made openly. But one day after Johnny had been there for about a week, an elderly woman slowly walked up to him in the hallway where he was standing. She drew close and pointed a finger at him. "I know why you're here," she said in an accusatory tone. She paused and stared at him for a moment. Johnny didn't know what to say. Finally, she went on. "I know why you're here," she said again. "You're here because God wants us to know He hasn't forgotten about us." The woman turned and shuffled away. Johnny was stunned. With the words of this frail elderly woman, God had revealed His purpose for this team. They were simply to remind people that God had not forgotten about them. Now, this reminds me of some verses in the Old Testament. Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 8 says, "Do not be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord will personally go ahead of you. He will be with you. He will neither fail you nor abandon you." And Isaiah chapter 44, verse 21 says, "I, the Lord, made you, and I will not forget you." Now, I believe that today some of you need to hear this powerful reminder that God has not forgotten about you. The assurance that God is with us is one of the most precious gifts we have. And as Christians, we know that God is omnipresent. He is always with us. He has promised to never leave us or forsake us. But if you're like me, sometimes I forget. Sometimes life is so busy, stressful, and difficult that we fail to be aware of the presence of God. In the Old Testament, we see that even King David faced times when it felt as if God had forgotten him. He wrote in Psalm 13, verse 1, "How long, O Lord, will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me?" You see, it's when we go through these places of deep darkness that we think God has completely abandoned us, but He hasn't. In the midst of unspeakable sorrow, God is with you. Even if you do not feel Him near, God is there. And today, if you're struggling, remember that God has not forgotten you. He has engraved you on the palm of His hands, Isaiah 49 says. He will never fail you or forsake you. He will walk with you through every dark valley. The God who has numbered every hair on your head and knows every sparrow that falls to the ground is aware of every detail of your situation. And the Bible teaches us even that God never sleeps. He is actively involved in our lives. So no matter how many times we call on Him, He never turns us away. He is a faithful God who cannot lie or change His mind. Whatever He promises, He fulfills. If you feel overwhelmed today, don't think that God has forgotten you. He is a faithful God who loves His children. And here's today's challenge. No matter what you may be feeling today, trust the promise of God to always be with you. And regardless of your circumstances, believe God's word that He will never leave you or forsake you. Hey, thanks again for joining me for today's episode. If this podcast is helping you, if it's a blessing in your life, I'd be honored if you would subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you consume content so that you won't miss a future episode. I hope you have a great day, and until next time, let's continue on our journey as followers of Jesus.